From Scenes Like These by Gordon M. Williams, read by Chris Riley.
Introduction by James Robertson. Gordon M. Williams was in his mid-30s and had already written three novels when From Scenes Like These was published in 1968. Both the previous book, The Man Who Had Power Over Women, 1967, and the next, The Siege of Trench's Farm, 1969, would be made into films. The latter became Sam Peckinpah's Straw Dogs, which starred Dustin Hoffman and Susan George, and was notorious for its violence and for a rape scene that does not occur in the novel. In 1969, From Scenes Like These, alongside works by Iris Murdoch and Muriel Spark, was shortlisted for the first Booker Prize for fiction. None of them won. P.H. Newby's Something to Answer For did, but Williams was in demand and his reputation rising. In retrospect, the critical consensus is that From Scenes Like These is the best piece of fiction he ever wrote. Stylistically adventurous, but stubbornly rooted in the place it depicts, West Central Scotland in the early 1950s, it is full of aggression, sexism, bigotry, sectarianism, deceit, treachery, defeatism, industrial decline, and agricultural brutality. The characters, almost without exception, have narrow ambitions and dulled hopes. The few who dream of a better life can only imagine it happening somewhere else. Scotland is a miserable backwater, and the best thing any of them can do is get out. But they don't. Donald Telfer, a worker on Craig's farm, one of the novel's main settings, never tires of talking about the great life overseas in Canada, but talking about it is all he does. On the farm, or in the town of Kilcaddy's cramped old tenements and its already notorious new housing scheme of Darragh, all escape routes appear to be dead ends. So far, so grim. But From Scenes Like These is an exhilarating read, rich in humour and humanity, however bitterly expressed, and a revealing text in modern Scottish and British literature. It tells us a lot about how Scotland has changed in the last 70 years, how the once immovable realities of old ways of work and social habits have been replaced by post-industrial uncertainties, and how the attitudes of Scots to their own country, its opportunities, politics and culture, have also shifted. It reminds us too that below the surface or even in plain view, some things may not have changed that much. Several of Williams's novels have strong autobiographical resonances. His second, The Camp, 1966, drew on his experience of national service in the Royal Air Force. From Scenes Like These is set in Ayrshire, but its town, Kilcaddy, bears more than a passing resemblance to Paisley in Renfrewshire, where he grew up, and the Darragh scheme is partially modelled on Fergusley Park, the estate on which his father was a policeman. As a teenager, Williams spent school holidays working on farms. No great surprise, then, that his characters look, sound and behave like real people. Like other post-war working-class authors, he wanted to write fiction that connected with the lives of the majority of the population. His work as a journalist sharpened his observational and listening skills. He is superb at dialogue in a variety of situations and registers, at the details of clothing, food, furniture and streets, at the dirt, wetness and cold of farm labour, and at the sheer grind of heavy manual work, whether done indoors, largely by women, or outdoors, largely by men. But he also reveals the unglamorous inner lives of his characters. In a letter to the critic Alan Bold in 1979, he wrote, "Current British fiction is a specialist minority activity hermetically sealed from society at large. I cannot imagine any authoritarian regime having to ban many British novels, even if the regime had heard of them." His own fiction, by contrast, is open to the elements and flicks two fingers at authority at every opportunity. The book's ironic title